welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about this is what ready now looks like. That's all next. So here we go. All right. Imagine, if you can, a very concerned cruise ship captain that's way out in the waters, and then all of a sudden he has a medical emergency on his boat. And there's a cruise ship member that all of a sudden has a very dire situation that he now has to take care of. Well, this is a real situation that happened this week off the coast of Florida, about 403 miles out in the water, when a cruise ship captain did radio in for help and medical assistance for a cruise ship member. And this was just so far out there in the water that there's really no way a helicopter can fly out there. And obviously an airplane can't fly out there. They looked for a number of different options, and the options that were available were just too time consuming. Would take so long for like a boat to get out there, anything like that can help. And so they were really kind of wondering, how in the world are we going to get this individual the help that they need? So now let's introduce to you the 920th Operations Group, the rescue group from the Air Force. So they train over and over again for war situations where they can swoop in and help their military friends out in certain situations. And this is what they train for all the time. When they heard about this opportunity, because they train for real world missions all the time, when this came up, they didn't hesitate. They didn't think twice about it. So from an air base in Florida, they flew out with two helicopters, two airplanes, weather experts, flight doctors, and pararescue men and officers out to that boat. And they airlifted off and began what would be a total of 1,200 miles of overseas flight, you know, to complete this mission. So this was not going to be a normal mission, because this was super difficult, because it would require multiple air-to-air refueling from aircraft down into the helicopters that were flying. They had to do it over and over and over again. Think about this: helicopters, you know, flying 400 miles out into the ocean. Once they finally made it to the cruise ship, they lowered the pararescue personnel down to the top deck of the cruise ship, and they took up the child with the mother. So there was two individuals that they took up, and they put them in the helicopters, and then the child began immediately receiving medical care in the helicopter right away. And for the entire trip back to land, they were successful in being able to deliver that child to a hospital. This was an awesome example of individuals who are just prepared, ready, and they don't hesitate. After that event was over, Lieutenant Colonel John Lowe said, "This is what ready now looks like." And when I think about that and what these men and women did, it's just inspiring. It's just amazing. They executed their mission without hesitation. There's so much preparation and training that took place before that in order for that to be a success. And so I got thinking, golly, in our lives, what does "this is what ready now looks like" mean to us? And I'm just thinking, in my work situations, in like a banking environment, when there gets to be a line, a big line backup, you know, being able to, you know, what does ready now look like means that for me, for example, to jump right in and to help out and to help work through the line. I was thinking about just maybe opening the door for someone that's in a wheelchair, just jumping in. So being, you know, this is what ready now looks like. Other things I thought of, standing up for something when you know it's wrong, even if you stand alone. This is what ready now looks like. Having your 72-hour kits and your go bags at the ready. That's what ready now looks like. Having practice with your kids what to do with stranger danger. That's what ready now looks like. Having all your legal and your financial affairs in order. That's what ready now looks like. How about having studied enough to take a test with confidence, knowing that you've put in the work? That's what Ready Now looks like. You can look in the mirror every morning and you can say to yourself with confidence, this is what Ready Now looks like. And so my challenge to you this week is practice your best. Be your best. Because this world is going to require the best of you every single day. And we have got to be ready. And especially, we need to know that what Ready Now looks like. So work on that this week. And until next week, be unstoppable.